Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reconnecting to the Source by systems philosopher Irvin Laszlo explores how spiritual experience can be understood through a contemporary scientific lens and why it matters for personal and collective change. Building on Laszlo's long-running interest in interconnectedness, the book argues that experiences often labeled mystical, transcendent, or deeply intuitive may reflect a genuine relationship with a deeper field of reality rather than mere psychological anomalies. It surveys themes that bridge science, philosophy, and spirituality, focusing on how shifts in consciousness can reshape values, behavior, and social outcomes. Laszlo frames the modern world as facing interlinked crises and suggests that durable solutions require more than technology or policy. They require a transformation in how people perceive themselves in relation to others, nature, and the whole. The book aims to be both explanatory and practical, inviting readers to examine the conditions that foster expanded awareness and to consider how such awareness can support ethical action, cooperation, and long-term resilience in a rapidly changing world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a scientific framing of spiritual experience. A central theme is the attempt to treat spiritual experience as a legitimate domain for inquiry rather than a private oddity or a purely religious claim. Laszlo positions such experiences as widely reported across cultures and historical periods, suggesting they deserve careful interpretation alongside insights from psychology, neuroscience, and systems thinking. Instead of reducing transcendent moments to simple brain events, the book emphasizes that subjective reports can point to real patterns in human cognition and perception, especially when similar features recur across different contexts. Readers are invited to consider how experiences of unity, profound meaning, and expanded compassion might arise when ordinary boundaries of self are loosened. The scientific angle also highlights the importance of method, clear definitions, attention to evidence, and the avoidance of dogma. This approach can appeal to readers who value critical thinking but still sense that conventional materialism leaves important questions unanswered. The result is a bridge-building effort that reframes spirituality as an experiential capacity with psychological and social consequences, encouraging readers to explore it responsibly without abandoning intellectual rigor. Secondly, the source as interconnected reality. Laszlo uses the idea of a source to describe an underlying connectedness that links minds, life, and the cosmos. In this view, separateness is a practical everyday perspective, but not the deepest description of reality. The book develops the implications of interconnectedness for identity. If individuals are expressions of a larger whole, then empathy, cooperation, and responsibility are not merely moral preferences, but realistic responses to how the world works. This framing also helps explain why many people report that spiritual awakening feels like remembering rather than learning, as if a more fundamental relationship has become visible. The concept of source is presented in a way that can resonate with spiritual traditions while also aiming to remain compatible with a modern worldview that values coherence and evidence. Importantly, the source is not treated as a distant abstraction. It becomes a practical reference point for daily life, influencing how one interprets conflict, competition, and ecological limits. By shifting the primary story from isolated individuals to a relational network, the book encourages readers to adopt a worldview in which personal well-being and collective well-being are inseparable. Thirdly, personal transformation through expanded awareness. Another major topic is how reconnection to the source can change a person from the inside out. The book links spiritual experience to observable shifts in motivation and behavior, such as greater emotional balance, reduced fear-driven decision-making, and a stronger sense of meaning. Rather than portraying transformation as instant perfection, it is framed as an ongoing alignment process, noticing habitual patterns, questioning inherited assumptions, and practicing ways of being that support clarity and compassion. Readers are guided to see inner work as more than self-improvement. It becomes a form of recalibration from ego-centered goals toward values that reflect interdependence. This change can influence relationships, work life, and ethical choices, because a person who feels connected tends to approach others less as threats or tools and more as partners in a shared reality. The book also emphasizes discernment, encouraging a grounded approach that integrates insight with responsibility. In practical terms, spiritual development is portrayed as a resource for resilience, helping individuals navigate uncertainty without collapsing into cynicism or escapism. The personal benefits are presented as both psychological and moral, affecting how one responds to suffering, injustice, and everyday stress. Fourthly, from individual awakening to social and global change, Laszlo extends the discussion beyond the individual, arguing that inner transformation can scale into cultural transformation. When enough people move from separative thinking to connected thinking, social norms can shift, cooperation can become more natural and short-term exploitation can lose its appeal. The book connects this to contemporary challenges such as polarization, ecological degradation, and systemic inequality, presenting them as symptoms of a fragmented worldview. Reconnection to the source is proposed as a catalyst for a new kind of citizenship that prioritizes the long-term health of communities and ecosystems. This is not framed as utopian optimism, but as a strategic necessity, because complex global problems cannot be solved by narrow self-interest alone. The book invites readers to consider how values shape institutions, economics, education, media, and governance all reflect underlying assumptions about human nature and reality. If the assumed baseline is competition among separate selves, policies will reinforce that. If the baseline becomes interdependence, policies and practices can shift toward regenerative outcomes. By linking consciousness to systems change, the book suggests a pathway where personal ethics and public structures reinforce each other rather than pulling in opposite directions. Lastly, cultivating connection, practices, discernment, and integration. A practical strand of the book addresses how people might cultivate experiences of connection and integrate them into daily living. The emphasis is less on adopting a single method and more on understanding conditions that support openness, quiet attention, and reflective insight. Readers are encouraged to approach spiritual growth as a disciplined practice that includes both receptivity and evaluation, staying open to profound experience while remaining cautious about self-deception, groupthink, or inflated certainty. Integration is treated as essential. A meaningful experience is only transformative if it translates into wiser choices, healthier relationships, and constructive engagement with the world. This includes learning how to bring insight into work, family life, and civic participation rather than confining spirituality to private moments. The book also highlights the importance of community and dialogue, since shared language and mutual accountability can help sustain change over time. By framing practices as tools for alignment with interconnected reality, the book aims to make spirituality actionable without turning it into a rigid ideology. The ultimate goal is not escape from the world, but a deeper participation in it, with clarity about what truly matters and the courage to act accordingly. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are curious about spirituality, but want an approach that engages science, philosophy, and real-world consequences rather than relying on sectarian claims. It will also appeal to people who feel the pressure of today's crises and suspect that lasting solutions require more than better tools, requiring a shift in consciousness, values, and identity. The main life benefit is perspective. By emphasizing interconnectedness, the book can help readers reduce fear-based reactivity, strengthen empathy, and align everyday decisions with deeper meaning. That can translate into better relationships, steadier resilience under stress, and a more purposeful contribution to community and planet. Compared with many similar spirituality titles that focus narrowly on personal wellness, Laszlo pushes the conversation outward to social transformation, making a case that inner change and systemic change are linked. Compared with purely scientific treatments of consciousness, the book keeps the human stakes in view, focusing on ethics and responsibility, not just explanation. It is worth buying for readers who want an integrative framework that connects spiritual experience with a coherent worldview and with actionable implications for how we live together in an interdependent world. If you would like to support Irvin Laszlo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.